Asif's second question was about moon sighting. This is an issue of dispute among scholars. To cut a long story short, the most authentic opinion, as in accordance to the hadith of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, and with his father, where people in Mecca fasted differently to the place of Khilafah in Ash-Sham at the time of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. And there was a difference of one day due to different moon sighting. Yet Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, stated that this is the Sunnah, meaning that each region has its own sighting. So, Islamically, the people in Japan must have their own moon sighting, sighting the crescent. The people of Malaysia and Indonesia, the people of India, the people of the GCC countries, the Gulf, the people of Syria, Iraq, the people of Egypt, the people of North Africa, etc. They all have to have their own sightings. And there will be a difference of a day, maybe two. But this is normal. It will all come back to normal when the following months continue and follow. Some say that we have to have a global moon sighting. So it's one day for all. And this is wrong, because prayer times are not the same. So when it's Maghrib in Saudi Arabia, it is midnight in India, and it is Fajr probably in Hawaii or somewhere else. So the timings are different, and likewise the moon sighting is different. If you are in a Muslim country, the Muslim ruler decides whether tomorrow is Ramadan or not, whether tomorrow is the day of Eid or not. And he should do this according to the moon sighting. But as he is the Muslim ruler and he has the authority, if he decides to go through calculations and neglect the moon sighting and imposes this upon his congregation, upon his citizens, upon his country, then they must obey him. And they must fast when he tells them that tomorrow is Ramadan, and they must break their fast when he tells them that tomorrow is Eid. And this is the most authentic opinion. For you guys in India, there isn't a Muslim country, there isn't a Muslim court, but you must see, this is the problem of Muslims. They're never united. And each faction has its own imam or leader, and it is different parties. Each one has their own congregation, and they may consider the others to be kafir or to be innovated, people of innovation. They might be, but we lack unity. And this is a big problem. The Muslims have to unite. So, meanwhile, if you have a regional Islamic center or a judicial authority for the Muslims who are Muslims, and they tell you that tomorrow is the first of Ramadan, you have to comply and follow them, instead of each one saying, no, I'm going to cite the moon, and my Ramadan is different than yours because you did not cite it. So, no, this is not the way to go about it, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best.